Hi, hello, welcome back to Elahla. So, the first episode, what should we talk about? First of all, I'm Indonesian, so maybe at some point I would speak in Bahasa Indonesia, and that's why my English is not that good, so yeah, just a warning, I guess, but yeah, welcome back. You know what? Let's start with a very, very nice topic, I think, which is my voice and my accent and everything that comes out from my mouth. Oh, don't go to all the disgusting thing. It's just literally my voice and my accent or whatever that is. Everyone gets asking me whether I went to like international school or not, because I don't speak like most Indonesians speak English, like, you know, because I have a certain accent they don't actually expect me coming from Indonesia. But yeah, well, what I want to talk about is like a lot of people I talk to, a lot of people I've been involved with, if you know what I mean, always say like I have a really, really distinctive, is that what you call it? Like a really, really unique voice. That's why I kind of like interested in the topic, and I think that would be a good start to, you know, to talk about in this podcast, because duh, all you can hear is my voice. I mean, all you can actually listen is my voice. And what do you guys think so far? But yeah, that's fun. Like, I don't know, I cannot understand, like, why is it different from other people's voices? Like, I don't see any different. I talk normally, I don't make my voice deeper or whatever. Like, I'm a smoker, so probably that's why I got like a deep voice. But yeah, some say it's just like erotic, it's just like sexy, but do you really think so? Do you? Because, like, honestly, I don't think so. I think it's just a normal voice. But yeah, continuing on that topic, I actually have some fun encounters because of my voice. So, of course, I met, like, tons of people from Tinder, and yeah, we exchange number, we get to know each other, and we talk sometimes through WhatsApp, sometimes through calls, sometimes through Skype, and all of them think that yeah, my voice is something different, something that they're not used to. Some say it's sultry, some say it's sexy, but I really don't think so. Come on, like, that's the way I speak. I almost think that's the way I like it, but I mean, like, and I did. I mean, like, for me, it's just a normal voice, you know? I talk like this, like, nothing changed. I'm not trying to make my voice sexy or anything, but yeah. And I really hate it when, like, a girl or, like, a person have that squeaky manja, you know, manja is like spoiled little, like, basic white girl, you know, it's like, I really hate it. That's why, like, I'm so grateful I have this voice with me, like a deep voice. But yeah, when it comes to my, like, Skype video call experience. It's been fun. You know what I do? I normally watch people jerk off because of my voice. Interesting, right? I mean, a lot of people do that, but it's like a chatterbait. But I don't go there. I go to Skype because my Skype is like an exclusive club that people get to, you know, get the access when I give it to them. So yeah, and it's interesting because I literally don't have to do anything. I mean, normally after we talk, I would get, you know, slightly horny and I have to take care of myself. But during the time and having so much control over them, just because they listen to what I say and they're like, they got turned on because of the way I speak or the way I say it, it's kind of like empowering in a way. Like, for real, it's fascinating. But yeah, and funny enough, like, I have that kind of relationship as well with the person that I would call my only ex, because technically I don't do relationship. So yeah, that's one personal, not personal, come on, it's on podcast already. So fact number one about me, I don't do relationship. I do hookups, I do fuck buddy. Well, not really fuck buddy. The most I fucked the guys like twice, three times. Yeah, so I never fucked the same guy over and over again. So yeah, maybe just hookups, just put it like that. So I never do something like serious relationship or whatever. But yeah, there's this guy I called my ex because it's more than just that. So he lived in UK. We get to know each other and we talk through Skype most of the time, talk through LINE. So yeah, and it's not always about sex. It's literally getting to know each other to some point where I know that he's a chef, he's really nice, he's hot, he's cute, he's so sweet, and yeah, and I think I fell for him at that point. And this was like, what, 4 years ago? So yeah, I've done Skype sex with him. I was okay because yeah, we're so far away. But that's one of the compliments or one of the things that he would say to me, like, oh my god, I miss your voice so much, or oh my god, I would love to listen to you all day, you know, just talk. That's, which is so sweet. At that point I was just like, aw. Then again, yeah, 4 years ago, I'm still like, what, 21, 22, I'm still young, and I'm still naive, so, yeah, that. And then after that, we kind of broke up, in a way, so I don't get to talk to him a lot more. I met a lot of new people, and, yeah, watching people jerking off on Skype has been fun, but I don't know. I don't know what's in it for me, to be honest. And that ex actually asked me at some point, like, why are you still doing that? Or why did you do it in the first place? Like, what's in it for you? At that time, I couldn't answer. Like, it's just like, huh? Maybe, I don't know. I cannot remember what I told him. But I think it was just like, oh, no, I don't know. Because it's fun, you know. But now that I think about it, I think it's kind of like the excitement that I got because I have control over what they're doing, because they listen to every word I say and they actually pay attention to my voice and stuff. And the fact that they got turned on even more when I, you know, told them to do stuff. Does that work for you guys? No, I'm just joking. But yeah, some people say that my voice is really different and unique and sexy or whatever that is. But I think that's gonna be like the first episode which we're gonna talk about. Have you guys ever done like, I bet a lot of people have done it, but have you really done it? And what's like, what sort of feeling you got when you're doing it, or what happened after you did it? That's like the most exciting part, because like honestly, I've made guy come like 5 times just, you know, Skyping with me like within an hour or so. So that's nice. And he's such a hunk. God, yeah, I wouldn't mind riding that dick. But so fact number two, I'm kind of like addicted. No, no pun intended. Pun intended. But yeah, I'm a bit addicted to sex. Like, really bad till last year. But whatever, I've grown past that. I mean, so yeah, for me, it's always been fun to watch people just, you know, jerk off on my laptop screen. But at the same time, honestly, I couldn't understand myself. Like, I can't understand myself why I do that or why I choose to do that, other than for the fun of it, fun part of it. Like, you know, do you guys find it fun? I mean, some other people, like, some people actually have, like, this, I call it foyer, is that what it's called? Like, They have a king of like, you know, enjoying when people actually watch them. But for me, to actually see them, told them what to do and stuff like that, I don't know what it's called. Can you guys let me know what it's called, or is it normal or not? But I bet it's not normal. But then again, I do it anyway, so it's fun. So yeah, that's that. I think like, I don't know, even with the ex, when we talk about normal stuff, he would end up, oh my god, I cannot with your voice, I just cannot. And I was like, dude, it's just a voice. Should I change it into like this so you wouldn't be, you know, horny or whatever? But yeah, that's what happened. So, let me know what you guys think. And whether actually is different than a lot of people. But I think a lot of like, you know, radio DJ or whatever always got like really nice voice. Like, it's so soothing, it's so like so different for each DJ, or for each DJ, right? So it's so nice. Like, I think I remember when I was like a child or something, I remember I wanted to be a radio DJ, because I don't know, I just thought it would be fun, you know, just to play music to other people and just talk for hours and hours, and actually choose the song that I like for other people to listen to. And maybe that's what I should try to do. I think that's why I'm trying to do this podcast. I want people to listen to my voice. No, I'm just kidding. Like, I just want to share about my life. It's been great so far. I mean, again, just like my intro, I would like to just, you know, share my experience, because a lot of Indonesian girls might not have the experience from one, and the other one be, they wouldn't talk about it. But it's fun. I mean, and it's just like something so weird, the fact that we cannot or we won't talk about it, because it's fun. It's always fun to talk about dicks and pussy. But yeah, so I think that's it for today's episode. It's about my voice. Just kidding. But yeah, hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you would listen some more of my podcast in the future because of this voice. But yeah, see you around then. Bye.